I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove, from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
There's magic in the hours and the days of 5 o'clock. Never came, I would walk across this city just to feel close to you. And now that you have gone to sleep, I feel alone in what I keep in my back pocket on the screen. Beyond in one direction waits the night. If the horizon stood upright, I could see the great divide and understand the other side. But till these mountains melt away, I'll never know what will I say when I'm confronted there with you. Twilight reveals the shadows of a dream. Ghosts and angels go to get their sleep. Another long night before the morning shares its love. And we sing.
Broken Fences is a songwriting duo from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, featuring Morgan Arena and Guy Russo. Forming less than a year ago, Morgan and Guy have written over 50 songs and have been performing together across Pennsylvania and beyond. They recently started a Kickstarter campaign to fund their first album. You can visit the show notes at woodstovehouse.com to link up to the Kickstarter page and learn how you can help. I caught up with Morgan and Guy in April 2011 when they visited Lancaster for the Launch Music Conference. Well, joining me in the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Broken Fences. That's Morgan Arena and Guy Russo from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Lancaster.
Thank you.
To the Launch Music Conference.
Thanks.
Before we get into the music, which is really what I want to talk about, I'd like to hear the story of how you both found each other and started to play together, because I understand this is a relatively new act as Broken Fences, but you both did a considerable amount of work prior to that solo. So let's start with Morgan. You're from New York City,
yes,
right? And so how did you end up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Well, let's see. I was living in New York. Well, I grew up there, and I was about 22, and was, I don't know, had no job, and was bored, and, like, no friends, and then I had a lot of friends in Pittsburgh, because I had toured a while back, and made, like, a lot of acquaintances in Pittsburgh, and one of those friends was Justin Zane from Anti-Flag, and they're, like, a big punk band in Pittsburgh. And I was talking to him, and I was like, what do I do? And he was like, why don't you just come to Pittsburgh? Because he wanted to do music with me. So I, like, did that. So I moved to Pittsburgh for that. That didn't really last. But, yeah, and then I just started doing open mics.
And, Guy, you're from Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I grew up there. I actually went to school at Carnegie Mellon University, bummed around college for 4 years. And I came out of school, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, because I had a degree in music and linguistics, which isn't really practical if you don't want to go to grad school, which I didn't. So yeah. I was tuning pianos, playing gigs, and singing, and just kind of in a transitional period. And there's this open stage called Acoustic Cafe.
Yeah, right.
In the Southside Club Cafe. And Morgan was playing there. I was playing there, and our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we eventually collided.
What was the first step to making music together? Did you go say, well, let's do a gig together, or did you say, let's get together and write some songs?
We learned a couple covers first.
Okay.
We just, like, decided to hang out.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, our friend Nathan Zub, who is my best friend all through college, he went to school with me.
He also played with Mark Dignan.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was making good friends with Morgan while I actually wasn't going to the open stages for a while, because I had rehearsals those nights, but they became good friends, and then, like, one night we were all hanging out. Morgan and I got to talking, and we were like, hey, we should play music sometime. So we got together and learned, what was it, If I Fell by the Beatles and You Can Close Your Eyes by James Taylor.
Oh, very good. And then started playing those at, did you play those at?
Yeah, we played them at an open mic, and people
responded
well, yeah. So we're like, hey, we should write songs.
And it was, like, really, it just clicked, because our voices just, like, blend.
Oh my god, yeah, that's absolutely, I mean, so, from being introduced to you just a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a voice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, together. I think individually you have beautiful voices, but together it's like it's more than just your voice and your voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and both of us, like, I mean, I don't know about you, Morgan, but like my whole life I've loved to harmonize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what I was like put on this earth for sometimes. But I've never really found someone that I could sing with and feel like it's just like I didn't want to change anything. It's just it's mm-hmm. how I want it. Yeah. And that's like how it was singing with Morgan for the first time. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
So you both have a catalog of songs that you wrote prior to coming together as Broken Fences. Are Broken Fences songs ones that you're drawing from your catalog, or are they songs that you are writing together?
Well, we only wrote one song together. The rest of them, like Guy will write like a song by himself, and I'll write a song by myself. We'll just show it to each other, and then either we'll have the harmonies ourselves, or like we'll add harmonies onto the other song. And but usually we write separate. Yeah.
But all the songs that we do as Broken Fences are songs we've written since we started playing together.
Yeah, so they're all new. They're completely new.
And I understand that you're pretty prolific at this point.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time writing a lot of songs.
We have like upwards of 50 songs, and we've been playing for about 6 months together. So
that would qualify as prolific. talk to me about Good Star and what's going on with that. I understand that Broken Fences is part of this group, this potential record label. Tell me the story of Good Star.
All right. Well, our friend Mark Dignam, who is a singer-songwriter in Pittsburgh from Dublin, he has been playing music in Pittsburgh for a long time. He's had some success at times and frustration at other times, and he has kind of it was really his idea, the whole project. And he basically identified two artists that he had heard at open stages and just around, Ben Shannon and us, Broken Fences.
Okay.
And he decided, like, you know, what we can do together could be a lot greater than what each of us fighting for ourselves. You know, we can pull our resources, share audiences, et cetera, and, you know, see where it goes. He has a very grandiose vision of what it could become, and I think like his whole vision really sucked us all in, and we're all pretty excited about it.
That's great. I mean, in today's day and age, an independent musician really has to do everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
For
like,
sure.
You've got to really become a marketing genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like taking on multiple full-time jobs at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea to be able to pull those together, and you're starting to see that a bit. You know, taking the place of a traditional record company, just a bunch of people coming together. What do you think? What is this grandiose vision? If you could share that, I mean, just the long term. Is it a record label? Is it
eventually.
It a company of some kind?
Yeah.
Eventually, something that people go
want
to people
be
will
on.
Seek out.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
We have a connection with a studio in Pittsburgh as well, Tree Lady Studios. Mark has done some work there, and. I guess the idea would be that not only would it be a vessel for our own music as artists, but something we could kind of show the world artists that aren't really getting to show themselves to the world.
And we sing, did you ever think you'd be someone? Not so sure is my reply. Oh. Could you stand it? Could you stand it? Twilight reveals the shadows of a dream. Ghosts and angels go to get their sleep. Another long night before the morning shares its love. And we sing.
Sticking to some of the songs, we talk about some of the music. Loving what I'm hearing. I mean, I understand that the one single, which we'll talk about first, Wait, was a studio track.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think everything else that I have are in demo form at this point. But they're outstanding. And I'm really looking forward to hearing them fleshed out in the studio. But we'll start with Wait, which was a studio track. And I noticed the difference in... from the demos to this track, and also what I'm assuming is live, because it's just a duo live, right? at this point, or do you have other people that are playing with you live?
When we perform, it's just us two for now.
But this track has some extra instruments, right? There's some strings. Yeah. There's a piano track going on as well. So talk about the recording of this, who you brought in, what the process was like to turn the song into something you're playing together, into the track that that was finally recorded.
Well, we knew we wanted to record a single because we wanted to have something that was radio ready, that was of, you know, mixed and mastered of that quality. And we knew someone who was affordable. He didn't actually have his own space, but he had his own equipment. And there's this cathedral nearby, and I talked to some people I knew who had connections to it, and it's called Calvary Episcopal Church. And we thought, because of the kind of ethereal quality of the song, that would be kind of cool to record it in a giant stone cathedral. And I managed to block off a whole Friday when we just had that space to ourselves. And it was, you know, quiet, and the acoustic was pretty incredible. So we, you know, brought all the equipment in there and just knocked it out in one day.
Oh, that's neat. Who played the other instruments?
We had a violinist in the area named Bob Banerjee play the violin part. And I played the piano part, and Morgan played the guitar.
As far as the song goes, beautiful song. I really like the line, "I can see the silence in the space between us." That really resonated with me. Can you tell me the story behind the lyrics of this?
Well, I guess I wrote that song with the idea in mind of like two people coming together and being able to like connect on a level where you didn't necessarily have to talk. You could just like hang out, and that's always like a special connection when it's not like this awkward thing. You can just be. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess that's what the line's about.
Slow down, it seems. A reassuring dream. I will let you hold on to me. Always know.
Talk about the song Reach a bit. I really like the chord progression on this. Some really interesting lines in the lyric. Something tells me I won't be the last friend you will know. Something tells me you won't be mine either. Can you tell me the story behind this track?
Well, when I wrote that song, I was coming out of a long relationship and kind of moving on to a very different part of my life, starting this new band and everything. And it was kind of a goodbye song, but not just like to a person, but also just to like a chapter of my life.
Let me reach this world without a question or a prayer. Let me reach this world without a reason. Let me walk away before I undo what was done. Let me walk away before I hurt you. I would understand if you would rather be alone. I would understand if you won't see me. Something tells me I won't be the last friend you will know. Something tells me I thought you knew.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today is Broken Fences, Morgan Arena, and Guy Russo from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Let's talk about wasted youth. I think that this, for me, this is a really strong example of what I mentioned before about your voices becoming more than just, you know, the sum of the two. When I listen to this one, I mean, it's, they're so together. They're so connected, even on this demo, you know. There's a line that I like in particular, and that is, had to prove it all the time, wasted youth and wasted minds, trouble souls congregating. I really like that last part about trouble souls congregating. I don't know. I immediately had this vision of, like, you know, the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, where all kids sort of end up at one point, especially ones who are struggling with finding themselves.
Right.
Can you dig into that one a bit?
I wrote that based on, I guess, like, my own past, where it's like I've always been, like, I grew up being made fun of, like, forever, which led to other, like, mental issues in my head. And, like, I always felt troubled and, I guess, like, a wasted teenager, you know, all the time. So, and, like, I wanted to do music because it was, like, I had so much to share. And I wanted people to listen to what I had to say, but I also wanted to help, like, other outsiders and, like, just, like, because it's not fun, you know?
Sure.
And I wanted to be, I don't know. I mean, I know it's, like, cliche, but to, like, say I want to help, you know, the troubled and stuff, but...
No, it's not.
But, yeah, I guess the troubled souls congregating is just kind of what I envision, like maybe they would all come to, like, a show of Broken Fences and, you know, they would just, like, know that it could be okay, you know? So.
I can't wait another day. I can't wait for your eyes to see it my way and then to tell me that I'm going on something that I'm not. It doesn't matter what I say. You know how it feels to have everyone say no. Everyone say no. Everyone say no but you. And you think I gotta get it out somehow. Gotta get it out somehow. And if I don't get it out now, I'm through. Had to prove it all the time. Wasted youth and wasted minds. Troubled souls congregating. Is it there?
Move on to the song Listen to My Voice. This is my favorite song that I've heard so far. I keep coming back to this one when I'm listening to the music. I think that the piano part that's on this recording really ties this song together. I think it really, you know what I mean, I think it really sets the tone for the song. Is that you playing the piano?
Yeah, actually the song was written around that piano part. The piano part was the first element of that song. I was tuning a piano. And, like, after I got finished, I was just kind of fooling around because I had a little extra time. And I recorded that little piano riff on my cell phone, and I forgot about it for weeks. And then I was just playing back my cell phone. I was like, oh, that song. And then I was driving, and I shouldn't be on my phone while I'm driving, I know. But and I heard it. I was just, like, leafing through my phone, and I heard it while
you're just browsing the recordings while driving? Okay, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
And it was, like, a rainy day, and, like, the verses just kind of came to me while I was in the car.
Yeah, there's the part about I'm no stranger to the dark, only fools see black and white all the time. That's very moving. Can you dig into the lyrics a little bit on this one?
I think it's just, like, I mean, part of my like friendship and partnership with Morgan, you know, having coming from a troubled background, it was my sort of encouraging her not to be like scared or ashamed of that.
Listen to the wind, breathe its peace while you're safe behind the window. Try to find the courage to relax with me behind the window. I've been lost here once before and I still go. Before you stray too far, listen to my voice.
What do you think, if you could compare or contrast what you were doing musically before Broken Fences and the way that music is for you now, how would you talk about the differences personally? We'll start with Morgan.
Well, before I was doing mainly like my solo stuff, and I have sung with other guys before, but it never really clicked ever, so I was just always going back to my solo music. And I don't know. I mean, I guess now I just know that now it's better.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm collaborating with somebody who like is on my level, you know, and can help me with my music. And before, I would never let anyone help me with my music.
Okay.
Just because it's like I was being so protective, but I know that guy is like also very protective, even of my music. So I don't mind him messing around with it.
So you're opening up to the
opportunity
to have other people direct where the music goes.
Right. But the weird thing is, I don't know why. I guess I just like I was connected with guy, but he's like the only one that I would probably let do that to my music.
How about you, Guy? Go back to your music before. You mentioned earlier, before we started recording, that you had done classical gigs.
Yeah, I mean, mostly classical singing.
Okay.
I've just seized the opportunity when I was in high school. I heard about an opening in a church for a paid singer. I thought, getting paid to sing, that sounds cool. And I've actually just gone from job to job doing that since I was, like, 16.
Really?
And now I'm at, like, a kind of much more like well attended and well endowed church. That's where we recorded.
Oh, okay.
So, I've had to learn a lot of challenging music in that vein. But I mean, honestly, I enjoy it, but it's always felt a certain element has felt like work to me.
Yeah, sure.
And I had been, before Broken Fences started, I had been feeling a little bit discouraged with my own music. Like, writing wasn't happening a lot. Like, I wasn't very... I hadn't been prolific in a while. And then as soon as we started writing with Morgan, I was just all of a sudden, like, I probably at a faster rate than ever. I was just pumping out songs.
So the floodgates opened.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you give me a couple of records that you just can't live without? I mean, these could be records you grew up on and said, hey, I love this. I want to make music with my life, or it could be something new that you've just come across that really inspires you. We'll start with Morgan. All right, we'll start with Guy.
Well, I mean, not to be cliche, but I grew up on the Beatles. They're hugely inspirational, like, for everyone else. But Actually, the one record that was very inspirational to me was a lesser-known James Taylor album called One Man Dog. He's kind of hit or miss for me. Some of his more like any greatest hits, James Taylor usually isn't really my thing. But One Man Dog was a real departure, and I don't know if you'd call it progressive or what. It's like progressive folk sort of. It's really different from everything else he did, and I just fell in love with that. And yeah. It's one of those albums that I could just like recite backwards and forwards.
How about something that? When did you get into this? Was this a long time ago? Or?
Yeah, I was probably about 15, 16.
How about something recently? Like if you had to go on a road trip like you did today, what would you cue up in the iPod?
Why don't you go to Morgan and then I'll give you.
All right, Morgan, go ahead.
Well, for me, I don't really like whole albums. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, but I never have like a favorite one. So I guess my two like top influences would have to be Janis Joplin and Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to Janis Joplin. Like, my mom would put on her records, like, and I would listen to them. So I grew up listening to her voice, and then I got into Sinead O'Connor on my own, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's interesting because the music I've heard from you is so subtle.
Yeah.
And both of those singers are pretty well known for their, extreme energy.
You never know. My extreme energy could come out.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
How about something current? Something recent? Or I can go flip back the guy here.
Yeah, why don't you flip?
actually, I was just this artist, Jose Gonzalez, you may have heard of. He's in the band Junip, but I actually prefer his solo material.
Right on.
Really anything by him. He had a couple of records that I got in college and just fell completely in love with.
You're going to have to help me with the last name because I can never say his name. Ray.
Lamontagne.
Yes.
Excellent.
I am obsessed with him.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come in and talk to me about your music.
Thank you.
It's very impressive. I'm really looking forward to seeing your showcase tonight, and I wish you all the best with Broken Fences.
Thank you.
Broken Fences is a songwriting duo from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, featuring Morgan Arena and Guy Russo. To learn more about the music and check out their current Kickstarter campaign, link up at woodstovehouse.com, where you can also check out the show notes, listen to past episodes, or subscribe to the show on iTunes for free. This episode was recorded at the Candy Factory, Lancaster's premier shared workspace. Learn more at candyissweet.com.
Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.
You never know, my extreme energy could come out.